Money Matters with Alfred Edmond Jr.
Most Americans find investment terms to be daunting. That's why we take Financial Literacy Month seriously every April here at Money Matters, including sharing definitions of some of the basic investing terms you'll hear most often. Today, I'm talking about bonds. When you buy a stock, you're buying a share of ownership in a company. When you buy a bond, you're actually making a loan that they have to pay you back on a specific future date called the maturity date. In the meantime, you receive interest payments as the bond owner. Bonds are considered a safer alternative to stocks because the return on investments are generally more stable and predictable. Another difference between stocks and bonds is that bonds can be sold by both private companies and government agencies. Corporate bonds are used by companies to borrow capital. Municipal bonds are issued by the state, local, or city governments to finance projects like building schools. Treasury bonds are issued by the federal government and are considered to be the safest. There are other types of bonds, including agency, zero coupon, and junk bonds. These are just the basics about bonds. Celebrate Financial Literacy Month by reading books like Bond Investing for Dummies and visiting financial websites such as blackenterprise.com.
I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. at AURN.com.